This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. It's August 12th, 2014. We're at the Tromso Olympiad. We just completed a session in the African Continental Congress. There was some, I guess you can say, unrest in terms of the meeting. There ended up being two different meetings. But anyway, I will ask Lekon from Nigeria at IEMI about the proceedings and what transpired. So when I came up into the hotel, we're at the Radisson Blu here in Tromso. I understood that there were two different meetings going on. I didn't understand. So can you give me an idea of what transpired from the beginning?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dan. On the 10th of August, we had our continental meeting at the designated venue there, room 315. And the meeting was in progress. And part of the agenda of the meeting was that we are going to decide on who votes the following day at the continental meeting. There are some sensitive issues that need to be concluded before the continental election the following day. And the most important one are the proxies that were presented by our opponents. And according to our status, a committee, a verification scrutiny committee of three people should be elected to scrutinize the proxies and delegates to know who votes and who doesn't vote. So that, I think, was what led to the friction between.
Okay, so from
now, a committee of three was selected. It was agreed at the meeting that our camp, my ticket, should produce somebody to be serve on the committee. Our opponents choose to produce somebody to serve on the committee, and a neutral person should be there. So Mr. Lewis Kimbe decided to nominate himself to serve on the committee, which morally should not be.
Because of his position?
Because he's a contestant. Mm-hmm. He's not supposed to be deciding on the proxies, on who votes, since he's contesting.
Okay.
So we presented Dr. Esizeso too. Esizeso. And the neutral person was Mr. Vinay from Tanzania. So before that, according to the statutes or the rules of the election of FIDE, all proxies should have been submitted by 6 p.m. the previous day to the continental president.
Okay.
So proxies are submitted to him, and the continental president presented the proxies to the committee when the committee was elected.
You're talking about Lakhdar Mazuz.
Continental President Lakhdar Mazuz presented the proxies, 8 proxies in all. And those proxies were looked into thoroughly, and their duty was to validate, to look at the authenticity of those proxies and see whether normal procedures were followed in the submission of those proxies. So, in essence, that would determine the validity or otherwise of those proxies.
Okay.
And the committee, electoral committee, came back to report. The contentious proxies were the proxies and those that were eligible to vote, federations were eligible to vote. The contentious proxies were that of Libya. Libya gave Mr. Mazuz, the president of ACC, is the delegate of Algeria, but he had three proxies. Comoros Island, please remind me.
Mauritania.
Libya, Comoros Island, Mauritania, and what's the third one?
And Mali.
Okay.
Amali. So, then Egypt has a proxy for Libya. It's holding Libya proxy. Now, Libya's proxy was not submitted to the committee for scrutiny.
It was or wasn't?
It was not,
okay,
submitted. So, as far as we are concerned, when the committee did their work and they presented the proxies and the federation delegates of Libya to vote, Libya's proxy was not there. So as far as you are concerned, the proxy was not submitted at the appropriate time to Mazuz, because the time frame when the proxies are supposed to be submitted also determine whether those proxies are legitimate or not.
Okay.
So, now the issue of Tanzania, Burkina Faso also came up. They said Tanzania is a provisional member and cannot vote.
Right.
We agree that Tanzania is a provisional member, but they cannot vote at the FIDE General Assembly.
But they can vote.
We have our own statutes that defines our membership.
Okay.
Our membership says, according to our statutes here,
this is ACC.
ACC statutes, membership for. It says, members of ACC are African National Chess Federations, which have principal authority over chess activities in their own countries, and which have been admitted to FIDE as a member federation. Tanzania and Burkina Faso fulfilled the description of membership according to the statutes of the ACC.
And they were admitted when?
They were admitted in Tallinn. The Tallinn Congress admitted them.
2013.
October 2013 in Tallinn, 84th FIDE Congress. So they are members of the ACC,
okay. According
to our statutes. So those issues need to be clarified. The report of the committee needs to be accepted so that we can determine the list of delegates that will vote in the ACC the following day.
Okay.
So there were contentious issues about the proxy of a reassignment of proxies given to, because according to the statutes also, as a delegate you can only hold one proxy. Apart from your vote, you can only hold one proxy. Lagda Mazouz is holding two other proxies.
Right.
And according to the rules, reassignment was not possible anymore for him. So, but he is saying that those proxies must be used. By who? So, those issues were not resolved. So we decided to put it to vote to decide on what proxies should be used. So the committee brought their report back to the General Assembly to decide on some of those issues. It was they were trying to calculate to see whether the election would favor the other camp. Eventually, a motion was moved that Mazouz, as the African Chess Union president, should recuse himself because he is the one that is being discussed. Mm-hmm. Well, he accepted to recuse himself, and Emilia Elapen, the vice president, took over. And a voting process was initiated. The Haskos, those are in support of some proxies to be disqualified, she raised up her hands. We raised up her hands. And instead of them to count the votes, like the Mazouz told the executive and walked out on the Congress and said that they are suspending the meeting of the Congress after initiating a voting process. So the Congress, a lot of them left, and about 21 federations were there. We decided to continue, and the Congress decided to elect or appoint people on an interim basis to proceed with the meeting.
So when they walked out, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that they forfeit their authority of the meeting, or does it mean the meeting has to be postponed? What exactly does that mean?
They said that they were suspending the meeting.
Okay.
And majority of delegates on the floor of the House felt that was an insult. You can't just, when you have initiated the process of voting.
So there was no vote on suspending or suspending the meeting.
Yes, when a process of voting has been initiated. And hands are up already.
Okay.
After they realized that more hands were against them, the man just stood up, consulted with his executive because they are on the other side, and they all walked out of the ACC. So about 21 delegates now sat down there, and we decided to invoke Article 6.19 of our Constitution on them, which says that a motion of no confidence in a board member may similarly be proposed by at least 10 member federations, and the procedure in 6.8 will apply. That's the Continental Board may for just cause propose to the Continental Assembly the removal from office of a board member, and blah, 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 blah. So we impose that on them, and that means they don't have any legal, any authority as president or executives of the ACC anymore. And the delegates around nominated Dr. Zesos to chair the meeting and conclude the processes.
Okay.
Mr. Gitinji Inja was nominated as the secretary, and what's the name of the third man?
Gide.
Mr. Gide from Ethiopia was also nominated as a member. So three. So we continued the process. Elections were made based on the report of the scrutineers that were appointed by their executive. It was a continuation of the meeting that was started yesterday.
Okay.
But they didn't wait for the conclusions of that meeting.
Okay.
So we took proper minutes, we concluded the meeting with the new interim people that were appointed by the floor to conclude the meeting. We concluded the meeting, and we were supposed to have our continental elections yesterday. But unfortunately, all other continents had their elections. FIDE, just Macropoulos, somebody who is not a member of FIDE, announced that Africa continental elections is postponed to today. And we calculated that it was just an opportunity for them to just buy time and attack our members, try to poach them to their side so they could have the numbers. Because they don't have numbers. They realized that, because according to our constitution, election is by secret ballot only when it is on election. Elections, voting is by secret ballot only when it is on election. Other decisions will be decided upon by show of hands on the floor.
Okay.
So, physically, we are more than them.
Let me ask a question. You had how many members
21.
In this meeting? 21.
This meeting now? 20.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
And there are, 40?
I don't know, 40. 40.
I believe it's 40 African.
42 African
42.
Countries, but they were holding, we have physically 18 delegates physically and two proxies.
Two proxies.
But they have 15 physically and the rest are proxies. So if you want to vote on any decision on the floor, it is the physical people that will vote by show of hands. Proxies don't count then, according to our
proxies country. Don't count.
Yes, it's physical people.
And that's according to the constitution here?
Yeah, yeah. Proxies don't count. It's only by show. Please have a look at the relevant portion. Proxies don't count. It is only on election that, it's only on election. That's when voting is secret and proxies count.
So they had eight proxies?
There are about eight proxies. So they realized that if you vote on the floor, they are going to lose. And it was very important for us to vote on what proxies that will be used the following day. So if you voted on the floor, we are going to nullify, according to the recommendation of the panel, their executive constituted, we are going to nullify about three or four of their proxies because they were not submitted in line with the regulations. So they now decided to walk away from the election process. Do you get it now? So
mm-hmm.
we went ahead. So we now invoke that on them. So by the virtue of our constitution, our statutes, we remove them from office that day, but they were not there. And we followed the process, we notified them to their hotel rooms, and we believe that remains. So today, when we reconvened today, the interim executive sat on the podium to initiate the proceedings of the meeting. They came here, they brought FIDE, brought Macropoulos, brought Geoffrey Ball, brought everybody. And we told them, I said, see, this is an African problem. We are capable, we are competent enough to organize our continental congress.
And
they did not leave.
And we are not lazy.
And we are not lazy. That we are capable to. We now said only delegates are allowed in the room. Everybody that is not a member of the continental assembly should leave.
Mm-hmm.
They held us ransom for 1.5 hours. Even Gary, even though we are continental Gary, we asked Gary to leave and he left. But they felt they postponed the African continental election because they felt the entire FIDE can come here and put us under pressure so that their ticket could win. Because they don't have physical numbers. They rely on proxies.
Right.
And the proxies cannot give them the results when we want to vote on the floor of the Congress. That is the position of the things. If you count their proxies, they think that they want to go into election straight so that their proxies can count during the election properly.
So without the proxies...
we have more.
Okay, 17 to 18 to 15.
18 to 15, yes.
Okay.
And it is that vote or that decision that will be decided on by votes that will determine what proxies will be used and what will not be used. And if three of the proxies are removed or four, we are going to win overall. So they avoided that, and they want us to go into election straight without deciding, without concluding on the recommendations of the scrutineers that scrutinized the proxies and found three of those proxies invalid.
Let me ask a question. I know you have identified the statute. What does it say?
In fact, the issue of putting it to a vote, yet our statutes are clear about proxy and voting. If I may just read statute 6.52, a member federation can assign a proxy only in writing. For a proxy to be valid, it must be dated and either signed or sent by the president of the federation or by its duly appointed delegate to FIDE. The accreditation of both the president and delegate shall be used on the statutes of FIDE. The proxy can be either an original and or a copy and can be delivered by any means. No other formal elements are necessary for the validity of the proxy. So here the conditions, the key conditions are, it must be sent by the president, signed by the president or the duly appointed delegate to FIDE. Now when Comoros, Mauritania and Mali gave their proxies to one individual, it was signed by their president. Yes? It was signed by the president of their respective countries and received by the president here. But once the president held the three of them, he now wanted to reassign, to write a reassignment to other countries within the African membership.
Because we cannot use them to vote.
But for it, that negates now the first principle. For it to be valid, it has to be, like I am from country X, I cannot write a proxy assignment for country Y.
Right.
So that was not even a contentious issue. But since they wanted to steamroll it, we said, hey, okay, since the interpretation of this statute is becoming fuzzy, let's put it to the floor. And once it got to the floor, because they knew that even the hands were up, the count was clear, that they could not win, they just walked out of the meeting. And the saddest thing is, the report that they gave out there was that we disrupted the meeting, and it's very false accusations. So some people had perceptions that we're too lazy to hold a meeting. But funny enough, that happened around 4:30 p.m. when we put up our hands to vote.
You have actually
yes,
voted?
Yes, 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
And we sat in the meeting up to around 8 o'clock,
PM, yes.
8 p.m. yesterday. And we resolved all these things. And actually, our actions were vindicated by other continental votes where, like in the Asian, the issues recur.
In Asia, let me say something about
that. But that is a different issue.
Yeah. In Asia,
provisional members.
Yeah, they said three federations, like provisional members, also voted in Asia. Because that took place yesterday.
But they did not want ours.
They didn't want ours to. Oh, they didn't want our
Tanzania
and Burkina Faso. They said they are provisional. Even though we say that according to our statutes, they are eligible to vote, they didn't want our members, Burkina Faso, because they know they are voting for us.
Yeah.
But it happened to limit enough ticket, these members who are also provisional members, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and Timor-Leste, voted.
They voted.
And they are also provisional members.
Okay.
So basically, what they wanted to do was to use
double standards.
So let me ask this question. I mean, given all of this that's happened, you have two different meetings, continental meetings going on, two elections going on, and two factions, I hate to use that word, but factions that are claiming or making claims to the leadership of the continental position. Where do we go at this point? I mean, I'm from the U.S., but I consider myself, you know, an African person, but this looks really bad.
Yeah.
And so from this point, how do we repair the damage? Because there's a lot of damage, even within federations. If federations are divided, the continent is divided, regions are divided. Where do we go from here? How do we repair this? What is it going to take for us to repair this damage?
We, Mr. Ignatius Leon and Geoffrey Borg walked into our meeting and spoke reasonably that They are on both sides. They are outside Africa.
Right.
They are on both sides of the ticket. Now they are ready to mediate. We said, fine. And they took, our interim ESCO left the podium for them. They sat down. Mr. Leon sat down and Geoffrey Box sat down. And with the intention that they are going to mediate and bring us back together so we can proceed from there.
So did they also meet with the other?
No. We were all here.
Oh, everybody was here.
Yeah. Okay. But unfortunately, they left. This is the designated room for the election.
Okay.
We were all here. They left us. They walked out the second time. They walked out of the assembly.
So why did they walk out?
I don't know. They proposed to us and we accepted. But they walked out and went to another venue. Marco Polo's, the vice president of FIDE, was inciting them because his own concern, he said it publicly here, that his own concern was that Africa must conclude its elections because it is disturbing the General Assembly to hold. So however he's going to achieve that, he doesn't care. Whether to divide Africa, he doesn't care. It was what I led them to the other room to go and hold another election, and I'm sure I can calculate that they will take the result of the election to the FIDE General Assembly and say, this is the result of the continental, whatever. I don't see, we said it here and we agreed, myself and Mazouz and Louis, we agree that we don't want anybody that is not in Africa. In ACC here, we can solve our problem ourselves. But unfortunately, they allowed Macropolos. He said he brought a message from FIDE. I said, no. Mazouz there was representing FIDE. He is a continental president and is representing FIDE. So any message that wants to come to us should come through our leader. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to hear anything from Macropolos or Geoffrey Borg initially and all of them. Israel Gelfan also came into this room. I forgot to mention they invited the police to come and harass us here.
So how are FIDE officials even allowed in these meetings to
it is preposterous. It is sad. It is sad because we said we don't want them to be here. Gelfand was here. Macropolos was here. Geoffrey Borg was here. All of them were here. In fact, they got here before us to intimidate us. And they brought in policemen to harass us.
This was after the other group left?
Even when we were still here.
At the beginning.
When we were all here. We have pictures. Pictorial evidence. I'm sure a lot of you took pictures of them. The police were here harassing the members, the interim ESCO that was elected to finish the meeting we had 2 days ago. They were dragging them off the table.
So let's say they go off and they present their winner to FIDE, and FIDE says, okay, Mr. Nubé is the continental president.
Maybe you'll consider illegal action.
Even knock him down with 10 votes, you know.
We consider legal action.
Legal action.
It will go to the International Court of Arbitration for Sport.
So you will cite illegal action because the officers vacated that position and you came up with a vote of no confidence?
Exactly, according to our statutes. Article 619 of our statutes says so.
So you would have to, now who would it be? Legal courts, or would it be the FIDE Ethics Commission?
My perception of FIDE Ethics Commission is that FIDE appointed people. At the General Assembly, you saw what happened at the Electoral Commission. Decisions cannot be challenged anywhere. Macron was calling Maria. He was instructing the General Assembly, was instructing Maria what to say, what to do, what to answer, what questions to answer, what questions not to answer.
You're talking about Murphy.
Murphy. Is it the woman?
Margaret Murphy.
Margaret. She was telling Margaret, calling Margaret by name. Oh, Margaret, no, that's not for you. It was very clear that FIDE is just using the power they have to manipulate everybody. But they put them there. We have a case of Gabon. Those are cases our committee at the continental level considered. We have a case of Gabon. They have a letter from the Ministry of Sport, because they know they are doing all this, because they know the countries that are supporting Kasparov, so they are doing all this to frustrate and disqualify votes from countries supporting KCF. I mean, the candidature of Kasparov, which is not fair.
So is this just about the election? Is this just about Kasparov or Kirsten? Or is it something deeper than that? Because
It's about the elections, of course, and it's about general attitude of feeding to things. When they see that things are not favoring them, they use double standards. Like the case we are talking about, they allow provisional members to vote in the Asia Continental elections, and they are not allowing them to vote in Africa Continental elections. That is double standard. Mm-hmm. When you make rules and you don't abide by those rules, that is crazy in an organization like FIDE. Very crazy.
But it's got at some point. It's got to be some resolution here, because I mean, we agreed to
compromise for the team that wanted to mediate, but they walked away.
Oh, you're talking about Jeffrey Borg and...
Jeffrey Borg and Joshua Leon. They sat down already. They sat down talking to us on the mic already. And Jeffrey Borg was mad. He went after them, and Leon took attendance.
So Macropoulos was in the room.
Macropoulos was here. His girlfriend was here. And I don't see any business of them here.
Yeah.
I don't know why they are here. They are here to use influence, feel the force, pressure to make sure things go their way, because they know countries supporting Kasparov in Africa are more. And Kasparov was surely going to win Africa. And they didn't want that to happen. And we decided, we went ahead to conduct our elections. We could see the number of delegates in the room. 18 delegates, 2 proxies, 2 valid proxies, according to the position of the electoral committee that was constituted 2 meetings ago. And going by that decision, 3 of their proxies are not valid. In fact, 4 and Libya are not valid.
They're not valid because he was holding 2?
No, not that. They're not valid because it wasn't presented to the committee for scrutiny.
Exactly.
Libya's committee was held by Egypt.
And funny enough, in their meetings, in the minutes, they do not cite anything.
They didn't cite anything?
Of the result of the committee.
Of the committee. The result of the committee was not reflected in that minute.
So it didn't happen. We didn't take our time here. Basically, it was just mischief on their part.
The minute was not even signed. They didn't even sign the minute. It was take pictures. They didn't sign the minute. That kind of circulated the minute. That's not signed. That's crazy. So nothing happened. That's what they're telling us. What kind of leadership do we have?
So those minutes, were those minutes voted on and accepted by the body?
Come again?
The other body presented.
Were they voted on and accepted, the minutes? Did they present this the minutes one? For acceptance?
No. It wasn't accepted. That's what it told me.
Because
they didn't sign the minutes. This is their own version of the minute of what transferred.
Basically, the big omission here was the resolution by the board.
By the electoral committee set up by the confederation.
Yeah. I see even reproach of the president. I forget that.
Selecta had, it doesn't say which countries he has. Oh, Mali.
Mali.
Yeah. Here.
But he had another one.
At this Mauritania. At this juncture, the committee entered the room and presented its findings. All proxies were blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they said all proxies are verified. That's a lie. They know what I'm supposed to vote about. Did you see the lie? This is not what. They said all proxies were verified. And see how they...
They actually say... Members debated a long time on this matter. A break was... blah, 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 adjournment after the break in his capacity as chairperson adjourned the assembly. They do not mention...
They didn't adjourn, they walked out.
They did not mention that.
But the president was not even the one that adjourned, because the president recused himself. It was Emilia.
So did they just walk out? You said they suspended the meeting.
No, we were voting. Emilia started the voting process.
A proposal to vote.
To vote, and it was accepted, seconded, accepted, and... The assembly was asked to vote in favor of a motion. Everybody raised, we all raised our hands.
So at that point,
at the middle of a vote,
they just consulted, they counted, and they all stood up and walked out and said they are adjourning the meeting. What type of adjournment is that? It's crazy. We do things in Africa.
I'm very amused by that. Actually, that just
21 federations stood there to finish that meeting at 8 o'clock from 3:30 to 8 o'clock. We were in the room till 8 p.m. from 3:30 to 8 p.m. after they left. How did you disturb the meeting? And now this is the venue of today's meeting. We are holding a meeting here. They left for another venue. We didn't leave.
So they were actually, even though they walked out, they were actually invited.
That's Geoffrey Borg and Ignatius Leon. They came here, Ignatius Leon and Geoffrey Borg sat here on this table. And I, interim executive left the table for them, and they sat down, and they spoke, they were speaking.
And you're saying that was because of Macropolo's influence?
No. I don't know why they left, but...
The meeting was had an aim. It was not a democratic process. It was just had an aim. When we got into the meeting, the whole idea was to pass an agenda of some sort. And when that agenda seemed not to work, just
walked through that again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just close it out. Appreciate the information you've given. But at least I'll have information to maybe compose some article and just make it coherent. I will talk to the other group as well and try to get both sides of it. But I certainly hope that this will be resolved, because this could be lasting damage in terms of chess, and it may justify when people say, oh, we don't need to give Africa any resources because, you know, they can't even hold a colonial election. And that's what the comment that after the General Assembly that was made by apparently Israel Gelfand. I wasn't standing there, but you were saying that he made some reference to the lack of ability of Africans to hold meetings.
Yeah, he apologized publicly.
Right, he apologized. I was there. I wasn't there when he said it.
Yeah, but he apologized, of course. He didn't dispute it, and he apologized. I think I was for you there when he was giving his apology.
He apologized because I was offended.
Yeah,
not because.
Right.
Yeah, if you weren't offended, then no apology.
Yeah,
and because it was.
Crazy. And he was here today.
But anyway.
So, I've been talking to Lekwane Adeyemi and Gathenji Hinga, and we've been talking about the what has happened today, and we'll try to get to hopefully a resolution in the future so that Africa can move forward. So, reporting from Tromsø, Norway, and this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.